So in terms of looking at aromatase inhibitors now, and maybe especially in anastrozole, I think that the toxicity profile seems to be settling in so well that I'm not too afraid of giving a longer duration therapy. I think it's really different to say I'm going to give 2 years of trastuzumab to somebody on the basis of I think you need it in adjuvant setting, then I'm going to say I'm going to give more than 5 years of anastrozole to someone.
You're focusing a little bit there on anastrozole. Is there some reason for that? Do you feel in some way it's either safer or more efficacious?
I guess it's back to the question of, are the aromatase inhibitors different? And I think the data that we have that's easiest to compare is the frontline setting where you have anastrozole and letrozole. And where before you had this kind of signal that maybe letrozole had more efficacy, especially in distant disease recurrence, but with the 51-month update where the European regulators, I think that was the source, wanted the analysis done to be just the two straight arms, not
right.
The crossover. So it went from 4,000 an arm to 2,500 an arm. The total number of events stayed about the same, but you're just swapping out early events for late events.
But just to clarify, the trial itself has four arms
right.
Because they're two switching arms. And I guess the initial report included the first couple years of the switching arms.
No.
And now what they've reported is just the two same arms that were originally randomized.
Right.
And now how does it look compared to attack with the Arimidex?
Yeah, so the time to distant recurrence, which was 0.73 and the 26-month report, now is 0.81. And attacks at 68 months... further away from that first 2 years where we know there's a bigger aromatase inhibitor effect is 0.84. The disease-free survival is now the same at 0.83 and 0.83. And the overall survival, which was trending at 0.86 before big 198, is now 0.91. And so what happens is it seems to me there may be other explanations that a large part of that apparent difference before was the fact that you had twice as many people in this first 2.5 year period where recurrences are higher, and at least from the smooth hazard ratio, it looks like the aromatase inhibitor effect compared to tamoxifen is greater. And so when you pull those out, then you have a little bit of a more balanced comparison.
So it sounds like at this point, in terms of efficacy, they're looking pretty similar.
I think so. And there was an abstract in San Antonio that compared the 68-month data to the old 26-month data after you had published data at the same time, because the JCO publication came out just at the same time, that wasn't a valid comparison.